Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening. The show begins in Las Vegas. Where are the tourists? Where are the gamblers? They're off the strip. They're in other parts of Las Vegas where they're $3 beers and not $35 or $40 beers. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report, and he tells me that the bean counters back in New York that own these vast casino empires just press the price, don't actually go there or experience what it is to want to gamble but not have $60 or $70 for a drink that used to be $3 because they wanted people to gamble. The story goes on. Planes are empty, streets are sparse around the strip, but off strip. Then Brandon Weikart and I discuss the latest understanding of AI moving quickly. This time we talked about Tim Harford's piece in the Financial Times. How much will AI add to productivity, to GDP growth? High estimates are not impossible, 7% per year. Low estimates, 0.1% per year. Somewhere in between is prosperity for our children and our children's children. Every 10 years you'll double it if it's 7% a year. AI is productive. How so? We don't know yet. I'm still working with three different programs, Anthropic, Grok, Super Grok, and Gemini. My new companion playmate is Gemini. Feed in a sound file, and it comes out with whatever you want of a summary, 50 words, 75 words, 500 words. Bold-facing the proper names. Formatting, then feed it into Claude for copy editing, just in case the spellings have to be improved. And then, bang, it's a podcast. That's my work. There are many applications that make sense. I've been told people can take their iPhones to a meeting, record the meeting just sitting there, put it into Google Notebook LM, and out comes a summary, whatever you ask for. Who talked about what? What were the themes? Who was talking? A manuscript to keep from a meeting. Or to give someone else the manuscript to prep up for the meeting. I'm just beginning to talk about. This is my work. I have a colleague who's a contractor, and he's developing a large language model for his work. It's fun. Richard Epstein discusses two cases, the National Guard case, the San Francisco judge who says that it was illegal to deploy National Guard into Los Angeles by the president, and the Harvard case, a federal court in Boston has disrupted the plans of the White House to punish Harvard, saying, no, it's illegal to go after something that's not connected. Both cases are going to higher courts, of course. Richard Epstein discusses both of them. There's much more, but Bradley Bowman, what did we see in the parade in Beijing that worries us? Offensive weapons. Weapons not only kill Guam, kill carriers, but can reach the U.S. And are we ready? Are we ready for information war underway now from our adversaries? No certain answer. Conrad Black talks about waiting for Mr. Carney to show his hand. Is he green or is he going to build pipelines? Is he for national defense in the North or is he going to look elsewhere in the economy for growth? And Alberta's ready to go, I'm told. Quebec might not be far behind. Quebec with 8 million people, lots of resources, fully capable of being a sovereign state. Alberta wants to join, Montana, Idaho, sure. Carney's got to respond. And if not, conversation with Jim McTague about Lancaster County, the bellwether of the country, not only the best county in Keystone. The employment is high, low unemployment. Prosperity continues. 10 million tourists in this cycle, bringing a lot of money in, a lot of shopping. Difficult to see a recession in Lancaster County. Difficult, but watching, always. We also discussed newspapers. The Washington Post is having difficulty holding on to online subscribers. Why? An article in Science Magazine says that on social media, online, people group into echo chambers or extreme positions. Move towards it. It's like a settling in the bottom of an ocean. Does that explain the enmity? I don't know. But it's suggestive. And the newspapers pick it up, and that's the way they sell or don't sell. Washington changed from being an extreme partisan for the Democrats to mixed because it didn't endorse Harris. Is that why people are leaving? That's suggested. Conversation with Molly Beer, who's written a biography of Angelica Schuyler Church. Born Angelica Schuyler in Albany. Not all Albany. Albany, proper in the 18th and 19th century. To a very prominent family, the Schuylers of Albany. Her father, Philip, becomes a general supporting the troops at Ticonderoga. Angelica elopes with a smooth-talking Englishman who says his name is John Carter. It's not. More mystery. Angelica has a wide-open life, very well educated by her family. In New York and Albany, travels widely after marrying John Carter. During the Revolution, it's just the beginning. She knows everybody. Her younger sister marries Alexander Hamilton. The Schuylers and the Hamiltons. More, wonderful story. Exciting, as if we made it up. Angelica lived in Paris, lived in London for many years, was a prominent matron in London. All the English ladies, including the wives of generals, gathered at her teas, Sackville Street in London. This is into the 19th century. Paris, refuge to people fleeing the terror. And then she came home in 97, 98. Died in 14, I believe, 1814. Experienced the tragedy of Alexander Hamilton's shooting. Had nothing to say but wretch for Aaron Burr. At least that's all we've found so far. Mr. Sokolsky joins to say, if you've got plutonium, you have a bomb. Therefore, plutonium is dangerous uniformly. But it's not illicit under the National Non-Proliferation Treaty. And it's a product of the waste of reactors. Well, there it is, a nuclear arms race in the guise of power. Atoms for peace. Jack Burnham talks about Manhattan Project lessons for AI. Keep your borders open to people coming here. Don't shut them. Don't throw them out. The Manhattan Project was successful because of European physicists who came to America. And then a philosophical conversation with Nathaniel Peters of the Morningside Institute about a new book I have not read, Andrew's read, and Nathaniel's read, The Kingdom of Cain, asking the question, the nature of murder and evil. It's theological immediately. I remember the story that Solzhenitsyn tells in one of the Gulag books about how a man has a line down the center of his heart, and each day he must decide, is he going to stay on the good side or go to the wicked side? Each day. It's never obvious until you decide. Then it's obvious. We discussed the Leopold and Loeb case. We discussed the make-believe character Raskolnikov, who is far more compelling than Leopold and Loeb, and certainly more compelling than serial killer Ed Gein, or the speculations of Marquis de Sade. I'm not very engaged with murder, but it was fun talking to Nathaniel about Raskolnikov. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening. Good night.